HighBridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Beauty of Living, E.E. Cummings in the Great War, by J. Allison Rosenblatt, read by David Colacci. Labor is blossoming or dancing where the body is not bruised to pleasure soul, nor beauty born out of its own despair, nor blear-eyed wisdom out of midnight oil. O chestnut tree, great rooted blossomer, are you the leaf, the blossom, or the bowl? O body swayed to music, O brightening glance, how can we know the dancer from the dance? W. B. Yeats, Among School Children. When you and I consult these hearts and minds of ours, what do we learn? That there actually exists a deeper beauty even than the beauty of death. The Beauty of Living. E. E. Cummings, Armistice. Prologue. Only My Door Closing. It was with a genuine and never-to-be-forgotten thrill that I remarked, as I crossed what might have been the threshold, "Mais, on est bien ici." But this is fine. A hideous crash nipped the last word. I had supposed the whole prison to have been utterly destroyed by earthquake, but it was only my door closing. E. E. Cummings, The Enormous Room. E. E. Cummings was imprisoned for 2 nights at Noyon, a cathedral town in northeast France, in the cell that was fine. It was, said Cummings, about 16...